Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. You know, for the last couple of years, I have been warning that if we allowed Donald Trump and his Christian nationalist supporters to get control over the federal government again, there would be serious consequences. I warned that things would be really crazy, and tonight they are getting really crazy. Late today, in a joint press conference with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, Donald Trump announced that the United States is going to seize the Gaza Strip, which is traditionally home to Palestinians, and then America is going to force those people, the people who have been living there, to leave, gonna clear the area to the ground and recreate it as a real estate development, an American-owned real estate development for Israelis to live in. This is what Donald Trump said.
And it should not go through a process of rebuilding and occupation by the same people that have really stood there and fought for it and lived there and died there and lived a miserable existence there. Instead, we should go to other countries of interest with humanitarian hearts, and there are many of them that want to do this, and build various domains that will ultimately be occupied by the 1.8 million Palestinians living in Gaza. This could be paid for by neighboring countries of great wealth. It could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 12. It could be numerous sites, or it could be one large site. The only reason the Palestinians want to go back to Gaza is they have no alternative. It's right now a demolition site. This is just a demolition site. Virtually every building is down. The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site, and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area.
Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister. You are talking tonight about the United States taking over a sovereign territory. What authority would allow you to do that? Are you talking about a permanent occupation there, redevelopment? And Mr. Prime Minister, do you see this idea as a way to expand the boundaries of Israel and to have a longer peace, even though the Israeli people know how important that land is to you and your citizens, just as the space is inherited by the Palestinians as well?
I do see a long-term ownership position, and I see it bringing great stability to that part of the Middle East and maybe the entire Middle East. And everybody I've spoken to, this was not a decision made lightly. Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning that piece of land, developing and creating thousands of jobs with something that will be magnificent in a really magnificent area that nobody would know. Nobody can look because all they see is death and destruction and rubble and demolished buildings falling all over. It's just a terrible sight. I've studied it. I've studied this very closely over a lot of months, and I've seen it from every different angle, and it's a very, very dangerous place to be, and it's only going to get worse. And I think this is an idea that's gotten tremendous, and I'm talking about from the highest level of leadership, gotten tremendous praise. And
this announcement will utterly delight Christian nationalists in America for the very same reason that it will terrify everybody else. For decades, Christian nationalists have been agitating for the United States to get involved in a massive military conflict in order to expand the borders of Israel. The reason for this is that Christian nationalists have a religious belief that their divine prophet, Jesus, can only return from death, come back to earth after Israel takes over more land, returning the country to the full territory that it was said to occupy in ancient times. Christian nationalists believe that the United States is destined, magically, to get involved in an enormous war during which Jesus will return to lead America's armies in the name of Christianity in a global bloodbath that slaughters everyone who refuses to convert to worship Jesus, who will then be made the king of the world. This is not metaphorical for Christian nationalists. They believe in this literally. And the scary thing is that Christian nationalists, they don't think of a bloody global war of religion as something that's a problem. They don't see it as a tragedy. They eagerly anticipate it, and they want American politicians to engage in belligerent actions that will provoke such a war, because they are tired of waiting for Jesus to come back. They want to see Jesus as soon as possible, and so they're happy to start a big war in the Middle East in order to make that happen. It's obvious to anybody who understands the history of the two Gulf Wars that any attempt by the United States to permanently, militarily control any territory in the Middle East will lead to disaster. The first Gulf War under George H.W. Bush was itself brief, but it led to a long-term presence of the U.S. military on bases in Saudi Arabia and in the air over Iraq. And that military presence alone is what motivated Osama bin Laden and his followers to attack the United States on September 11th, 2001. And that attack led to the longest wars in American history in Iraq and Afghanistan that lasted over 20 years and got the United States very little in return. It's been only a few years since we've put that behind us. Just a few years since America's military has been back home from Iraq and Afghanistan. And now Donald Trump wants to begin the cycle of war all over again, but with even less finesse and less planning than the President's Bush showed us before. Donald Trump says that he's spoken to everyone who is an expert in the area. And he says that everyone that he's spoken to tells him that a permanent military occupation and real estate development of the Gaza Strip is a great idea. But you know, that's only because Donald Trump has surrounded himself with people who tell him only what he wants to hear. No serious historian or military leader can say that an American occupation of the Gaza Strip, beginning with a forced ethnic cleansing of the land, can be accomplished without massive bloodshed and destabilization of the region, leading to death and despair for the people in the area and any American soldiers unlucky enough to get sent on this insane mission. You know, Donald Trump is right about one thing. He says of Gaza that, quote, "it's a very, very dangerous place to be," unquote. It is dangerous, very, very dangerous in Gaza. So why would he send American soldiers there to become targets of attacks from militant groups from every nation that surrounds Israel, and quite possibly from the governments of those countries as well? Sending American soldiers to Gaza in order to evict the people who are native to that area is a recipe for disaster. And we're not going to get international cooperation for this project like we did for the First and Second Gulf War. Christian nationalists in America don't care about that. They understand that this may be a disaster. And in fact, that is exactly why they support Donald Trump's insane plan. They want it to go wrong. Christian nationalists want Donald Trump to send American soldiers to occupy Gaza and conduct ethnic cleansing there because they want the current conflict between Israel and Gaza to expand, to escalate into a larger regional war that then cascades into a global war to end all wars. In fact, Christian nationalists pray for this. That's what they mean when they pray for thy kingdom come. They pray for terrible violence. They believe that it's going to bring about the kingdom of God, which will enable Christianity to control the entire world. Donald Trump's bizarre, meandering language in this announcement makes it obvious that he has no rational plan for how to make the permanent American seizure and ownership of the Gaza Strip work. He babbles like this.
It could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 12. It could be numerous sites, or it could be one large site.
You know, it's important to remember that Donald Trump couldn't even get a casino in Jersey City to be profitable. He's not a great manager. How is he going to manage this? He doesn't seem to have a real plan other than to bluster. In fact, it sounds like as Donald Trump is counting randomly about the possible allies who might support this plan, even though he has identified none of them, it sounds like he's just making it up as he was making the announcement. Tragically, there is little competent leadership within the American military to make up for that, to execute his invasion and occupation of Gaza. Donald Trump has already abruptly fired many of the Pentagon's top generals, and he has installed Pete Hegseth, a raging Christian nationalist who can't even manage to keep himself sober as Secretary of Defense. To run this plan of ethnic cleansing, Pete Hegseth, a man who has drunkenly chanted, "Kill all Muslims." Donald Trump wants to send troops under the control of that man to evacuate all of the Muslim inhabitants of the Gaza Strip and force them out of its territory. I think we can all imagine how that's going to end up. It's a plan that seems destined to end in bloody violence, in complete failure. It's been cooked up to suit the religious obsessions of Donald Trump's political base, not in order to solve any real-world problems, but for the purpose of provoking a war that could become a literal apocalypse. And in fact, that's what they're hoping for. 4 years ago, Russell Vought, who is on the verge now of being confirmed as the head of the Office of Management and Budget, wrote an article with the title, "Is There Anything Actually Wrong with Christian Nationalism?" Boy, that's a question. Is there anything actually wrong with Christian nationalism? Today, I think that question has been definitively answered. Sending American soldiers halfway around the world in order to pursue purposefully the provocation of a massive religious war, that's one thing that is very wrong with Christian nationalism.